One of the concerns or questions is how long to go with aromatase inhibitors. I mean, the trials are 5 years, which was because that's what tamoxifen did. Right. And then Paul Goss's study showed that patients are still at risk of recurrence from 5 to 10 years and benefit from an aromatase inhibitor. Are you aware of any trials that are going to answer that question for us? And what do you do? I mean, I'm hoping that in 3 years when my patients get out there, we'll have an answer, but I'm not convinced that we will.
Yeah. One of the disappointments to me is the decision in the ATAC trial was made not to re-randomize the patients at 5 years. Other trials have made other decisions about re-randomizing patients. And in the JMA study, you know, the study that Paul Goss led, they are re-randomizing patients. I'll tell you what my bias is, but it's on the basis of no data, because there is no data. My bias is that aromatase inhibition probably should be continued indefinitely. That bias is based on two things. One is that after you stop the aromatase, your hormone levels will, of course, recover. And the other reason for the bias is that I think that it may be more difficult to develop resistance to estrogen deprivation than it is to tamoxifen. Because tamoxifen is, of course, an agonist-antagonist. And so it's been shown in preclinical work, you know, it can be reinterpreted by cancer cells actually as an estrogen. And I can't conceive of a pathway that reinterprets no estrogen as an estrogen. So I think that I wouldn't be surprised, but I have to say that there really is no data to guide us at this point.